This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
You may recall we reported to you a few days ago about the football rivalry game between Batesville and Newport that has been played for almost 100 years and that it will be no more. Newport opted to not sign another two-year contract with Batesville for home and away games. The school cited how Newport had lost student population over the last few years, and the administration and athletic department had a concern for player safety, considering there is now a big difference between the sizes of the squad. This year, Batesville has 67 players on its roster. Newport started with 35 players. Batesville is a Class 5A school. Newport is one class smaller at 4A. As you can imagine, the apparent end of the rivalry has sparked much conversation in both communities. But it's over. Well, maybe not. As Yogi says, it ain't over till it's over. Newport former head football coach and athletic director Bill Keady will address a special meeting of the Newport School Board tonight. It concerns the ending of the football game between the two schools. Keady thinks the game should remain on Newport's schedule, and apparently so do many more in Newport. Tonight's meeting begins at 8 p.m. at the Newport School Administration Building. I asked Batesville School's athletic director and head football coach Dave King if he was aware of that Newport meeting. He said he was. And he had also heard from several individuals in Newport who want the game to continue. He said among those, Bill Keady. He said he's spoken with Keady on more than one occasion. Coach King says he hasn't added a replacement for Newport in the first game of the season yet, but time is fleeting and a game will have to be added soon. On another subject, Coach King said he has been contacted by Chad Hooten asking Batesville to be featured as one of Hooten's opening games of next football season. King says the offer is still out there, but he hasn't yet accepted. The Hooten games are played in Little Rock as season openers for Arkansas high school football. In other news, the Batesville City Council voted last night to build a new concession stand at the North Complex to replace the one that burned earlier this year. The price tag? Just under $208,000. Insurance money, a grant from the Independence County Recreation Committee, and some smaller grants has left just over $113,000 that the city needs to come up with in order to finance the low bid from Whitaker Builders. Financing options will be taken up during the coming budgeting process of the City Council. Parks Director Jeff Owens is seeking sponsorship from the private sector to cover a portion of the deficit and said he has had a good response thus far. A $500 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who stole the Batesville Outing Club's air conditioning unit. The Outing Club is located near the Independence-Stone County line. Larry Bentley of the Outing Club reported the theft to the Independence County Sheriff's Office Tuesday and said the unit was stolen sometime overnight Monday. Bentley said the weekend before someone had cut the unit's wiring and copper line. Bentley said he and other members of the club had a cookout at the location Monday evening, and after leaving, the Bryant exterior AC unit was stolen. It's valued at $4,000. And finally, to benefit the Sturge Weber Foundation, a haunted house, or should I say the haunted barn of Concord, is being opened this weekend in Concord, September 30th, October 1st. The hours of operation both days are 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. It's operated by the Scroggins family. The Sturge Weber Foundation helps children and adults who are born with port wine birthmarks. Those with that type birthmark often get the Sturge Weber syndrome, which causes them to have strokes and seizures, sometimes as young as 2 weeks of age. Also, some have facial deformation and neurological disorders. The haunted barn at Concord, to financially assist the foundation, will charge $5 per person to go through the haunted barn. But during this first weekend, there is a special, two persons for the price of one, this weekend only.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.